God bless you, brethren. It is a great blessing to be able to greet and bless your life through this testimony in which God spoke to my life. Not only to bless me but to also bless you so that together we can persevere in our walk with God. First, I would like to tell you where I live. I live in the Chimborazo province in Ecuador. I can say to everyone that it's a blessing to be here with my husband and daughter working for the Lord. We are pastors belonging to the International Ministry Council. We are also here with our brother Gabriel. He is the brother who helps us in the editing and production of Dream of God and representing the ministry of prophetic word of revelation in which God has permitted me to administer throughout these years. It's a blessing and great privilege for me to serve the Lord. I'd like to say that God loves you so much and His love is so great that we can see the love in the air we breathe in every day. One more day of our life is another day of hope. It's an opportunity that God gives us to be able to seek His presence because the Word of God says that apart from God we can do nothing in John 15:5. So in this moment I will tell you parts about the fourth experience that the Lord allowed me to experience. It was something big which impacted my life. As well as the three prior experiences, this is the latest revelation that the Lord has given me. I am very happy and grateful to God for this revelation, and I also know that it is a great responsibility that I will have to give account for one day. My wish is that this message touches your heart so that you stay good with God every day. Don't look back because God has called us for salvation, not for condemnation. When the Lord allowed me to have the fourth experience, it was something tremendous because I never thought I would have a fourth experience. A sister from the church came and prayed with me. All of a sudden, God told her to pray for me because He was going to show me something. It was something supernatural because the presence of God fell in that place. And as we were praying, the Spirit of God moved in a special way. I saw how the presence of God in that place and His radiating light came in that place. As I was praying, God broke me down so much that I heard the voice of God telling me that He was going to give me another experience in which He had to show me something special that His people needed to know. Immediately, He took my spirit out of my body. And when my spirit came out, He took me to a place. And I started to see that very beautiful place which had thousands of vases, but it had something that I didn't understand, and I told God, "Lord, why are these vases like this?" And the way that these vases were was that some were up high and some were low, but I started to walk through them. Once I started looking at them, I started noticing that some had little oil and that they were dirty and old. I saw the other ones that were up high, which were very pretty, and that the oil that fell upon those vases was overflowing and they shined like gold. I asked, "Lord, why the difference within these vases?" And He responded by saying, "Look, daughter, this is the condition of my people." When I looked up, and then when I saw that it said the condition of my church, I realized that each vase represented a sister and brother that make up the body of Christ. We are a family in Christ. And it is with the motive that I want to tell you on behalf of God that you are concerned about taking care of your vase. It is because one thing that we need to be careful of is our spiritual life. We can dress nice, we can speak well, we can have a well-known ministry. We can have the calling of God and God can use us because our gifts are irrevocable, but we need to understand one thing and have it real clear that the soul is valuable and salvation is individual. We need to fight for salvation. There are many vases that are old because people have forgotten to renew their oil. The people have forgotten to look for the presence of God. They think fasting is just a waste of time. When in reality fasting is searching for God and weakening the flesh. One of the things that the Word says is that the spirit is willing but the flesh is weak. The flesh doesn't want to keep under control. The flesh doesn't like to pray. It doesn't like to fast. But in the name of Jesus, stand up. And now is the time to search for the presence of the Lord so that the vase be restored. Because if your vase is not restored, your vase doesn't have new oil. Look, we need to remember something. The Bible speaks to us about five foolish virgins. And those foolish virgins didn't take care of their lamp and they didn't worry to have it full. All of a sudden, the groom came and took the wise virgins. When the wise virgins were joyful, the foolish ones realized it was too late for them. Don't wait for that to happen to you, brothers and sisters. Don't wait because God is giving you an opportunity, and I believe through this word you need to stand up. It's for you to stand up in the name of Jesus and persevere because God has more things for you. Then the Lord took me out of that place and took me to another place. And as I was walking with the Lord, I was very happy because the Lord was showing me so many things of the condition of His church. Then He started talking and said, "Look at this daughter," and I started seeing many horses. Every horse I saw caught my attention because they were big white horses with long tails, and every horse had a golden plate. It was really beautiful. I was amazed to see them. I never had I seen such beautiful horses. There were so many horses. And the Lord told me that every horse had a name and owner, and that belongs to us, His church. It impacted me greatly and caught my attention. I can say that there is one for us. Then the Lord took me out and took me somewhere else. One thing that the Lord reminded me was that I speak to His church about His coming, and I announce to the church that He is coming soon. And one more time, I'd like to remind you that Christ is coming soon for a church that is ready. It's one of the messages today that in many places can't be heard because they call it legalism. But truly, I want to tell you that Christ is coming soon, so let's be prepared, because the Word of God says that no one knows the day or hour when He will come. Not even the angels, but only our Heavenly Father knows. So let's be ready, because He is coming soon for you and I. And one day we will be joyful in the presence of the Lord for eternity. Since the enemy has come to kill and destroy, many people are being destroyed by the enemy. That is the motive in which the Lord showed me parts of hell. And He took me to a spot where I saw many demons gathered. But I saw a specific spot in that place where there was like a platform in which the demons went up. I started to see that the demons would go and open a big book and they would talk to themselves, but I couldn't understand them. I asked God, "What is happening here? What does this entire book mean?" In that moment, the Lord allowed me to see many names of servants who are followers of Christ, and just as there is a book of life in heaven, there is also a book in hell. I don't know how to call this book because the Lord didn't give me the name, and I also couldn't see it, so I didn't know, and I can only tell you what I saw, since the Bible says not to add or take away. And in that moment, I saw many names from servants that I knew and some that I didn't know. The demons were planning on destroying those ministries, destroy those servants. And their names in hell are something very important, because I can say it with these words that the head of every servant that the demons have written down in hell cost thousands for them. The devil has prepared many things to destroy ministries, but listen to me, the name of Jesus has already rebuked every plan of the enemy that is against your ministry, against the purpose God has for you, because if the devil gives so much for your head, so that whatever God has for you ceases. That is what he wants to do, but he will not accomplish it, because the Bible says that greater is he that is with us than he who is in the world, and no weapon formed against you shall prosper. No matter what the devil does, as long as we persevere in the Lord, then he will not destroy you, then you will not fall, you will not faint, but you will see greater glory of God. You probably have had many fights with the enemy, and you have battled every day what God has given you. Keep on doing it, because this battle is an everyday spiritual warfare, is not for just one day but all 24 hours a day. As I saw this, the demons were at the bottom making a line. They were each in charge of destroying one of the servants. The demons had a responsibility to complete in hell to give unto Satan. And if they have these responsibilities, how much more us that are the servants of Jesus Christ have responsibilities to go and preach the gospel to everyone. It's time for us to pick up that responsibility and realize that one day we will be accountable to God. The Bible says that every tree that does not bear good fruit shall be cut off and thrown into the fire. Don't allow this happening to you. On the contrary, start giving good fruit. And from those good fruit, you shall have great reward in heaven. Then, the Lord took me out of there. He took me somewhere else, and I started seeing, like in the prior experiences, many cells. Each one had a name and they were numbered, but we entered into one of these cells and in entering this cell I saw such weird things. I saw demons, many demons, and seeing these demons I could see that these demons were coming to confuse people. They were to come to confuse many servants. And because they couldn't complete their goals, they were put into this cell. They were chained and not only chained but being tormented by other demons. In other words, I want you to practically understand that when they came to earth to confuse the servants, demons make them to confuse them with word that were untrue and false messages. The servants discovered them, rebuked them in the name of Jesus. They fell into that place of torment and being tormented by other demons. So in this moment, I want to keep motivating you to keep doing. It is time to open your eyes and wake up and do now allow that the devil put you into a spiritual sleep. Fight, brethren, because we are in the end times and many things will happen. The Bible says that because of the multitude of evil, the love of most will grow cold. After that, the Lord took me to another place, and as I was walking with the Lord, He spoke to me about many personal things and He told me that I needed to do His will on earth. That I needed to carry out and not to stay quiet. And I told the Lord, it's true. I need to carry out the message because I have to give account for everything. And He spoke to me saying, daughter, don't stop preaching my word. Don't stop talk to people what I have shown you. And many times I can say that the devil has risen up and many people might not believe it. Many people will, but above all else, He reminded me that He is my faithful witness. If He is my faithful witness, I have to keep moving forward because one day I have to give account to Him. I want to tell you that Jesus told me, I have revealed these things to many of my servants. I have revealed things like this. I have revealed many things and word, and heaven, and hell, but they've been frightful and have kept silent. Go tell them to do it. Look, brethren, if God has revealed something to you, speak. Don't stay quiet, because if you stay quiet you will go to hell. And you will give account to the Lord. The Lord told me that when one stays silent, many souls are lost. And when more are lost because of our silence, their blood will be upon you. And I encourage you in the name of Jesus, because the Lord told me to tell you to start talking. I don't know where or who you are. But if you have heard about the word of God and have seen what God has shown you, don't stay quiet. Don't stay silent, because if you stay silent you will have great consequences. Then the Lord took me out of there and I was crying and pleading to God to take me out of that place. That please, I didn't want to be there anymore. I said, Lord, please take me out. I will keep doing your will. Take me out of this place. As I was asking for all these things, He spoke to me. He spoke about His love. He said, go tell humanity that I love them, and for each and every one of them I gave my life to give them eternal life. I only listened to what God was telling me. I cried and cried, because in reality I can say that in the first experience which God gave me before He brought me back to life were three things. Those was, I will take you to many places and you will cover them with me. You will see my glory but never glorify yourself. Also tell humanity that I love them. I remembered that. That is why I cried so much, because He would speak to me about His love. I remembered so many things for the past experiences, and it was so special, because what Christ did for us was something so unique that it marked history of this world. It marked history in the nations. I can say that no one will give their life for another, yet Christ did. He did it all for love. Because the Bible says that God showed His love unto us, although we were sinners, Christ died for us. He didn't care about His pain. He didn't care about the pain His body was going through. He didn't care, even though He knew what was going to happen. He didn't care, because He cares about you and me. When He gave His life, He shed His every blood for every one of us, and He died to rise again. He is alive and resurrected to tell us that He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no one comes to the Father except through Him. So in this moment, I can say to each and every one of you that God's love is so great. Many people say that they don't believe in God and God doesn't exist. They are greatly mistaken if they don't believe in God. Repent, because you might say, I don't see God. but you don't see the air you're breathing. That's how God is like the air that passes your cheek, passes through your body. You can breathe it in although you cannot see it. God is real like the air and He exists. He is real and eternal, and it is with that motive that He gives us eternal life in Jesus. In Jesus Christ, we find salvation because His love covers a multitude of sins. It doesn't matter what type of person or what life you have lived. If you repent your sins, God will forgive you. Long time ago, I was preaching and this man came. He came crying saying, "Do you think God loves me?" And I responded, "Yes, God loves you." And he told me, "Why do you think that God loves me?" I said, "Because He loves everyone, and the Bible says that He loves the sinner but hates the sin." The man said, "Do you think that God will forgive my sins?" And I said, "Yes, God will forgive your sins, because the Bible says that if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." I remember that the man knelt down and began to cry and say, "I don't believe that God can forgive me. I've done so much bad things. I have done lots of damage to humanity. You tell me that God loves me and forgives me. I don't believe." And I told him, "Man thinks one way but God thinks another way. And the thoughts of God are not like man's thought, because man's thoughts are limited, yet God's Almighty, who is real, alive and eternal, is limitless, and they are the best there could ever be." The man kept crying and said, "I don't know if God can forgive that. I killed so many people, done so much wrong." And I told him that many people would probably be unable to forgive you, but God can. That man ended up receiving Christ in his heart. And when that man accepted Christ, he didn't cry anymore from pain and sadness. He started crying like a child and said, "I've never felt so much joy and love than what I am feeling in my heart. I feel something different and special. I feel something filling me with something that I can't explain." I told him, "That is the love of God, because Christ died for us, and He died to give us salvation and eternal life, to give us peace and joy, because the Bible says, 'My peace I give to you, not as the world gives do I give to you.'" As the man listened to this, he said, "It's true, it's true." And the man stood up and started giving God the honor and glory. It was a beautiful testimony, because he was able to see the glory of God. Maybe you are searching for God's love and cannot find it. You haven't found it yet because you still haven't opened your heart to Him. Open your heart so that Jesus Christ can come to live in your life. When Christ comes to live in your life, everything in your life will be changed. In Christ, we have everything. Although the devil may rise up, we will always have the victory. It's beautiful to have God in our lives. I am happy to serve God. For that reason, I encourage you to search God's love. You look for the road of eternal life, to look for salvation and keep going forward in Christ, because the Bible says that apart from Him there is nothing we can do. Only through Him, we can go to heaven. One day, He will take us to the heaven. I believe it will be of great blessing to your life. I would like to pray with you for a moment. I don't know your situation in your life. I don't know the moments you are going through. Maybe you've gone astray. Maybe you do not know God yet and you're going through a very tough time. You may feel that there is no way out and no solution. But in this moment, I present to you the way out. I present to you the solution, who is Christ Jesus. You will find the victory with Him. Repeat this prayer with me and tell the Lord to restore your vase. And tell Him to fill you with new oil so that you can be restored in the name of Jesus. Close your eyes and say, "Heavenly Father, I come to you to ask for forgiveness, to ask for restoration, to ask you to fill me with your holy presence, and you do with me your perfect holy will. Today, I reconcile upon your presence and I ask for my name to be written in the book of life. In this hour, I give you my life because I belong to you today. Lord, I give you my burdens so that you can take absolute control of my life. Lord, I need you. I need you to be the king of my life and the king of my salvation. Father of glory, help me persevere in your ways. Don't allow me to grow weary, don't allow that my arm be twisted, And don't allow me regress from your way. Help me persevere firmly and be constant in your path until you come for me, Lord. Thank you for my life. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for your mercy which endures forever. Holy Spirit, you are real and beautiful. And your presence is in this place. I ask you, Lord, that you bless every person who is watching this video, that he has listened to this word, so that every once could be restored. Every plan that the enemy had against them, against their ministry, against your purpose, be rebuked in the power of your name. That will be broken in the name of Jesus. I declare the victory of Christ every day. I declare that every lamp is restored and ignited. The Holy Spirit will be filled with new oil in every vase. In the name of Jesus, rise up the ministries that have fallen. Lord, restore them in the name of Jesus. I ask you, Father, that you bless every person. Your purifying presence will fill them. Holy Spirit, your presence is felt because you are real, because you are omniscient, and because you are omnipotent. In the name of Jesus, I declare that it is time to have victory in your life. I declare that it's the time of revival, of purification in the name of Jesus, of rededication in the name of Jesus. Glory be only to you, Lord. All praise, honor, glory and majesty belong to you, Lord. You are glorious. We give you thanks. In the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory to God. God bless all my brethren and friends in a special way. What I can say is, let's keep moving forward because Christ is coming for a prepared church. Don't falter because we have our reward in heaven. God bless you.